state your name.
My name is Kenneth Sloan.
And today is June 24th, 1998. Okay. When you were at the Hyman High School, did you stay at the Selma School or did you commute?
No, I didn't stay at the Selma School.
Okay.
I just lived a mile out of town up the Left Fork Way.
How did you get to school every day?
Had to walk. I had only had three school buses, and they claimed that anybody living within a mile of school had to walk, and because it just had school bus going down the road, Jones Fork toward Carr.
Had the school bus going to everywhere where it's too far to walk?
All three directions, but if you live within a mile, you had to walk.
So you got your exercise every day.
That's right.
Tell me a little bit about your family.
My family?
Yeah, did you come from a big family?
Yes, I came from a big family. There was 10 of us. 5 boys and 5 girls. My dad was a school teacher. And back then, they only taught school 7 months. And he started teaching when he was 17. And he taught 33 years. And when he started, his pay was $22, I believe he said, a month when he first started teaching. And when he retired from teaching, I think he got $96 a month. So we raised most of our food through the summer. There's a big family of us, and we raised most of our food. And he was a carpenter all. So he was a mason. Through the times they wasn't teaching school, he would do those odd jobs to earn enough money to get her clothes and shoes and things for
city. Where did he teach at?
Mostly in rural schools. He taught all the way. He'd cut down Big Branch, was a little one-room school down there, down Lower Ball. And most of the time, I guess it was up to Owens Branch, just out of Hyman here. And those three places I remember.
Did they have a lot of one-room schoolhouses at that time?
Most everything was one room. And it had a recitation bench up there, and they'd call them. One teacher had to teach all 8th grade. And they'd call the 1st, 2nd, 3rd up to the recitation place to do their lessons. And just go through up to the 8th grade like that. A lot of times the children could learn from the others like that as they were reciting their thing. So that's the way it was. And pot-bellied stove and center of the house.
Did any of your brothers or sisters attend Hyman High School before you?
Practically all of them. And most of them graduated from Hyman High School.
So that's how you knew about it, or why you were sent there?
Well, that was the only school, of course, other than Carr Creek, which was too far away. And that, at that time, when I started at Hyman, the road wasn't even built from Hyman through Carr Creek this way. You had to go around by Hazard and up through Vickover.
A little bit out of the way.
So this was the only school, high school really, that was available.
What year did you begin attending Hyman?
High school.
Or did you go to grade school there?
I went to grade school 4 years, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, and then I went 4 years to high school. I graduated in 1942 from high school.
Okay. Are there any classes that you had that stand out in your mind while you were there? Any favorite teachers?
Well, we had some real good teachers then. I remember the one that used to be the principal of the school up there. We'll call him Prof. Smith. Of course, Professor Smith was name. I think he's originally from Owensboro. He was a good school man. He had geometry and chemistry and algebra under him. And he was a good teacher. He was a deep thinker and could really get things across to you.
So he taught classes also?
He taught classes there too. And I had a lady teacher that was named Miss Standish that stayed with the settlement for several years over there. She taught science. She was a real good teacher.
Were you involved in any extracurricular activities at school? Or?
No, I went out for basketball a little bit. Played. I never did make the first team or anything like that, so I played around for a couple of years and quit. They didn't have too many things like sports going on, you know. Of course,
they didn't think did they
used to be in different plays and things that came up all the time. They was calling on me, seemed like.
You were in some school plays?
Yeah.
Do you remember the name of any of them?
One of them was Little Women. I remember we did that one time, and another one was Courtship of Captain Miles Standish. And I was Miles Standish, and I was struck on the little girl kind of that Priscilla, and so they sent John Alden to talk in Miles Standish's behalf, and she told John, said, "Why don't you speak for yourself, John?" I never will forget that. And so in the one thing I remember about the play of Little Women, this boy was just adolescent, and he just had fuzz on his face and began to try to shave. And he came in, he had big cut places all over his face and paper sticking on it like that, you know. And he asked his grandpa, he was sitting there in the chair all slumped down kind of. Says, "Gramp," said, "how do you feel when you're in love?" And he paused for a little while before he asked him. Answered him. He said, "I don't know, son. It's been too long." That's about all I remember.
Where did you put the plays on at?
He was on the stage in the old brown building, and we had a stage in the 7th and 8th grade part where the library is today. And then the high school over there, the plays were on the stage at the end that used to be what we had to use for basketball gym there. I see it's about 325 or something like that, and they had a pretty nice stage built up at the end of it. Yeah.
I've seen that stage before.
Yeah.
Were you in some plays when you were in high school also?
Yeah, that was one Little Women was in high school, and Miles Standish one was in the 8th grade. Those are the two I remember.
Okay. Do you remember any of the kind of the big people who were associated with the settlement school at the time? Miss Watts, Miss Furman, anyone like that?
You mean just the citizens in the community?
Or the people that worked at the settlement school at Highland High School?
No, not really. I don't.
Do you remember May Stone? Or?
I remember May, but don't remember much about the activities there. During the early part of it, really.
What do you remember about Mason?
I don't remember too much about it. I just know she was this real old gray-headed lady that everyone seemed to respect and everything, and because she was doing a good work there, bringing, giving the children a chance to get an education by boarding these children out in the country, especially that where there were narrow roads, they could come in and board real cheap at the Conotella school. And maybe, I remember one family, especially in Quicksand, couldn't go like you go now in Quicksand. You had to go around by Garrick and up Salt Lake, then head Salt Lake, up to head Salt Lake and down the hill of Quicksand to get to their home. So it was just impossible. It really lined up that was closely, used to be with the settler. He lived in that area over there too, he and his wife. So it was a real help to children that lived out in the country like that.
So Maystone was well respected.
Oh, yes.
You didn't often hear anybody say anything bad about her or anything?
Nothing, never.
Did you all do any crafts of any sort or any, like, shop class or anything like that while you were there at school?
It was compulsory that we had to have 2 years of manual training when I was in high school, manual training 1 and 2, in the old building that trained in was, I think they used to use it for half some of the classes of high school in there. It was next to the old cabin. I'm sure you have pictures of it up there. It was along in front of Uncle Sol's cabin before it was moved. This manual training building was right along there. And going up the walkway, and there was the Morg Sloan's shop, and then back behind, they used to have a dairy and kept cattle, you know, and done their, do their own milking and everything like that. And the barn was down next to the street.
Let's see. What was town like at that time?
Well, I can remember town before it was, we had any blacktop or paved concrete streets or anything. It was just all dirt, and we had trees along the street, like where the sidewalks would be now. We had trees, good shade trees. That was one thing that the people had to see go, is the good shade trees when they did decide to blacktop or concrete the streets and road through them.
I guess it got pretty nasty downtown when it was rained.
Yeah.
What sort of things were there to do in town?
Well, the people couldn't hardly get many people to work on Saturday. They liked to come to town and visit with each other on Saturday, and that was another time that they looked forward to, seeing their neighbors and so forth, and talking with them on Saturday, so they didn't have to work but 5 days a week.
So on Saturday, it wasn't uncommon you could go down to the Hyman and run into all kinds of people?
All your neighbors and friends.
So it was mainly just used as a place to get together?
That's right.
How was the high school, the summit school, and the area, how was it different during the war?
Repeat that, please.
What was your school experience like? Was it any different, or was the town any different during the war?
Well, of course, the war wasn't going on until I got out of high school. I was about of draft age by the time I got out of high school, and so I didn't...
So you barely missed it?
It was a few months until I would have been eligible for the draft. I didn't volunteer, so I went to Newport News, Virginia, and worked in the shipyard for about 8 months after high school days, until I was ready to be called into the Army. But in between my junior and senior year in high school, I went to Charleston, Indiana through the summertime. I worked for 2 months and a half in a bag plant over Charleston, just across the river from Louisville. And that was my first experience of kind of the war effort.
How did you get that job? Did anybody help you find these jobs? Or did you just go out?
Just have to go on your own and hope you could find something. And I don't remember anything about an employment office much. I think they just function in larger cities much, you know.
If you wouldn't mind, could you tell me about some of your really good friends that you had while you were in school?
Well, I think the class that I graduated in had about 27, about six or eight of those have passed on at this time, and some of my good friends was Keister Ritchie, he's dead, I think, and Victor Ritchie, two boys from down on Clear Creek. Another one was Wilmer Browning. His family, they moved from Clear Creek. Most of them went to Lexington, did real well, got an education. Wilmer ended up being the agriculture professor down at UK. He's retired now, and he was a good friend. Ralph Breeding was down on Clear Creek. He's dead now. I forgot what he went into, but he was a real smart fellow. And Carlos Watkins was in my class. John Hicks, by the way, John might be able to be a good one to interview. He lives over on Bez Trosen now, this end of the car lot there that belongs to Tonto Combs there. And so he might be able to give you some information that I wouldn't know about, because he lived right in town.
He lived in
right where the auto parts, Napa, was their old home place, house seat right there. Right. And so Dad was Lige and Lucinda Hicks. So John can give you some information. As far as the other ones concerned, I remember Imogene Pratt, this one of the girls, she's dead now. She was a niece, or granddaughter, I guess, of Doc Pratt, who used to be the gardener over at the settlement. She lived up the Left Fork way. And I had a second cousin also, Thelma Gayhart, that lived up just above Imogene. And I can't think of many more boys right now. Really, most of them was, I guess two-thirds of them were girls that were in the class. And
you had more girls in the school than you. Was that because of any particular reason?
No, I think it's mostly been like that as far as the ratio between boys and girls in the Hyman School. I think there's always been more girls than boys. I guess the boys quit out and go to work, or too lazy to study and go on to school, or what have you.
What types of things would you do when you and your friends would get together?
We just didn't have anything for entertainment.
It's got entertainers. Yeah.
Just have to entertain yourself.
Did you all ever go to any functions or any type of thing at the settlement school? Maybe folk dances? Or?
No, I don't remember ever going myself. They probably had them and it was available for us, but I never did attend any of that. I think they probably while I was going to high school, I had certain nights of the week, or at least one night of the week, that the community could come in and folk dance and, for a certain number of time, you know. Hour or two, what have you.
Okay. But you never went to any of those?
Never went to any of them. It's a mile out and you had to walk to everything. While it was over, you still had to walk a mile back. So
after you got done dancing, you'd be too tired to walk back.
That's right.
How about May Day? Did they have, do you remember the May Day celebration?
Remember the lawn before it was triangle there? They used to always have a May Day program. That was kind of a highlight, especially for the grade school children.
Could you tell me what it was like?
Well, the biggest thing I remember about it, of course they had, I'm sure, several things, but they had this big maypole in the center with streamers coming from it, I guess, out of crepe paper and what have you, and they'd go through the different folk dances and wind them all up and this and that, you know. But it was real colorful and real nice. They had other things on the program too, and little competition seemed like, and different things. But it was real nice, and everybody looked forward to it, and a lot of community that came in and participated in that too, enjoyed it.
So that was a yeah. big celebration, not just for the school, but for the
community as well. They were invited.
Okay. Were there any changes that you can think of in the school from when you started to when you graduated?
No, not really. I remember that, like I said before, the county only paid for teachers to teach school 7 months out of the year. But at Hindman, when I went down there in the fifth grade on, if you wanted to go the last 2 months, you had to pay $4 a month tuition. Well, I didn't have money to pay a lot of times, so you could work. The settlement would allow the boys to work, give us 10 cents an hour, and we'd work 7 hours a day, and take 2 weeks to work out your tuition. So that was the $8 for 2 months. So we got 70 cents a day, 10 cents an hour.
So you did that?
So the settlement was willing to take that over. Yes, I did that. The settlement was willing to take over when the county wasn't able to pay for the other 2 months, and they said if the boys wanted to work, pay theirs like that, and the girls could work too. They could clean windows and do house cleaning after school time was over, you know. Go through the house and do housework too, and they got the same thing, 10 cents an hour.
But you did this in the school buildings? All your
This was in the campus building, I mean the settlement buildings over in the little girl's house, the boy's house, and Miss Watts' house upon the hill, Eastover, they call it, and all of them.
What was your job, do you remember? Or did y'all
My do, job? Do I worked today? Most time for Ms. Burns. She was the keeper of the grounds there, and she kept everything real neat, plenty of flowers going and everything. So it was with a sickle and mattock and everything like that. It was hard work.
So she'd have you out helping her?
Yeah.
Plant flowers and planting earth? And
yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit more about Miss Burns?
Miss Burns was a fine, hard-working lady. Everyone respected her because her husband was connected pretty much with the Oneida Institute. he died. She came to the settlement, stayed for years and years, and I worked for her several summers, even after a summer or two after the high school days, or after I got my tuition worked out. And so she evidently liked me pretty well, because she would pick me to come back and work so many weeks out of the summer like that. And I remember one time when I was out in business downtown, in dry cleaning business, I was taking some dry cleaning over to the settlement to someone, and she had some boys working down around the creek bank cutting grass and weeds and things. And she hollered at them, says, "Fellows," said, "you see this man right here?" Said, "we used to turn creeks around here with mattocks," and said, "you think he'll kill you if you have to do one little thing?" So she was a hard worker. She believed she'd work. She worked too hard, really.
So she didn't just expect you to work hard. She also...
That's right. She worked as hard. In fact, she'd
work hard.
Grab a mattock out of your hand and show you how to do it, you know. And said, "do it this way."
Sounds like a...
Yeah, she was a hard worker.
You know where she stayed at while she was at the settlement?
I believe she stayed at the little girl's house, which was located by where the swimming pool used to be. And then after that, she probably stayed in the orchard house there where the present dining room and everything is. You know, it was an old brown building, too. I believe she stayed there the latter part.
They had a lot of brown buildings, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, everything was brown.
Could you talk about the impact of the settlement and Hyman High School on your life?
Well, of course, I couldn't pinpoint anything in particular, I guess, but I'm sure it would have been much different if the input of the Hyman Settlement School hadn't have been there. It certainly wouldn't have, things wouldn't have progressed and wouldn't have been as as nice as they were if it hadn't been for the Hyman Settlement School, because they had the interest of the children at heart, and of course an education for them. And of course, naturally, when we were young like that, we couldn't see all that, but it's definitely made an impact in the community of Hyman.
So the impact of the settlement on this area, you would say, would be what?
Well, I'd say the impact has probably set us forward, just like Ms. Lloyd at Kane and so forth. It probably advanced those people there 50 years, just like it, I don't know where it would have been 50 years in Hyman or not, but it advanced us, I guess, in things of the world and our learning and everything, as much as 25 to 40 years anyway, by the women coming like they did, Miss Pettit, Miss Stahl, and so forth.
Did you ever meet Miss Pettit?
No, I didn't know her personally.
Did you? How about Miss Furman?
Don't remember Miss Furman. I just remember she used to be the house mother of the girls there at the Orchard House. Well, she was still alive the first time I worked there. I remember it. But I was helping one of going around all the buildings. They had these old top window weights that was built in the structure of the window like that, and when you raised it up, that skeleton crew to keep enough to keep the grounds looking nice and everything, you know, flowerbeds weeding.
So if they picked you to work during the summer, if you were able to get, is that, did that show that they believed in you a lot? Or?
Evidently, I guess so.
Sounds like they didn't just give a job to anybody who wanted
right.
one. Well, is there anything that I haven't asked that you feel is important about your experience? Any story or maybe a memory you'd like to share that we've not talked about?
No, not really. I don't remember anything that stands out. I remember the lay of the land and how all the old buildings were and everything has changed a lot to what it is now. For instance, down where the Human Services building is, that used to be all farming place. They used to put corn and stuff in that field there, down through there. And they had a fellow that helped them work some, Sam Childress, or George Childress, lived up at the end of the old hospital building there. And he did some work. I guess he was probably under the supervision of Dr. Jasper Pratt there, who was the gardener and everything. He's probably, but I can just remember the different the lay of the land and the different buildings and everything that's gone now. It used to be real nice, I thought.
So it's changed a lot.
Changed a lot as far as building structures and everything. I guess it's been for the better as far as that is. It's nicer, more modern building, you know.
Yeah.
But everything was nice, probably nicer than the average homes out in the country back then, you know, because they were built to specification, even though it was nearly everything was out of wood, you know.
I was told that the settlement and all its buildings and this high school, they were always just immaculate.
Yeah. It was nice.
Okay. Well, do you have anything else to add?
Don't think of anything else.